Hello, my name is T.D. Mischke, and I have a guest standing by named Dan Franzen. Please welcome him now. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Very good. You've written a book where you argue that despite what's occurring down in the Gulf of Mexico, it's imperative that we drill, drill, drill. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Your book is called Ode of an Oil Man.
Yes, sir.
The idea of drilling at a rapid pace, moving quickly, setting up more and more areas around the United States to look for oil, drilling more and more in the ocean. When did that idea come to you?
Oh, it's been with me a long time.
Do you remember the day that it came to you?
Well, you know, there's a, you ever hear of the OPEC cartel?
Oh,
it's a
band, isn't it? What? I'm sorry, what was the name?
OPEC, Organization of Petroleum Exporting Companies. In 1973, they band together. The price of oil had never been higher than $4 from 41 to 73. They band together and formed a monopoly. They had a six weeks embargo, no produce, no oil.
Are these the people who do the stoning?
No, this is the OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Companies, and it's a band of companies headed by Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia. They I read this. They throw rocks.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, throwing rocks.
They say, for instance, you do something horrible, such as, I don't know, commit adultery. I think they take rocks and throw them at you.
Well, this is their religion, I guess, but I don't know anything about that. But I know that they have a monopoly on the world supply of oil. Do you know that all of the major regions in the world that have large reserves?
But I thought we had some oil.
We got 1.7% of the world supply of oil. Is that oil? That's nothing. That's a pencil line on a pie graph. We got more energy resources than any continent in the world, yet we have an energy crisis. Why is that? Because we have a bunch of guys in Washington telling us where we can and can't drill.
Well, what the hell did we put them in office for?
My God, that's a whole nother story.
Well, why'd we do that? Why do we do that to ourselves? It seems like as Americans we're continuously shooting ourselves in the foot. Why? Do you ever get a sense of why? We're a sensible people. We've done some great things. We took Hitler out, and all of a sudden now we just want to do ourselves in. Do you have any idea why that is?
Absolutely, because we have a nation that's being run by politicians instead of statesmen. They only do what's right.
But wait a minute. We put those guys in office. Why do we do that? We put them there.
It's our choice. These politicians, they have a way of constructing myths and everything to get reelected. They're only interested in two things.
What?
They want your vote, and they want to have their plush jobs with pay raises every year and with earmarks.
God. I'm sorry. I'm not reacting to you. I'm reacting to a pain that I'm having. I'm sorry.
Well, it's
I get so worked up because I start a show and I'm thinking it's a beautiful summer night, and I start to talk to a guest like you, and I realize, what am I doing pretending everything's hunky dory when it's all going to hell in a handbasket?
Well, because you're right. You're right. Until we get balance, you know, our forefathers, they wanted us to have checks and balances from our government. Right now, we've got all three of them in control.
Oh God!
And we look. You know, Abraham Lincoln said, "A nation." What's the matter?
It's just upsetting, and I'm having some physical issues. Abraham said what?
Abraham Lincoln said, "A government of the people, by the people, and for the people." We don't have that anymore. We've got a nation of Congress. by liberal Democrats who can choke anything down our throats because they got control of every branch of government. Are you all right?
No, I'm not. What are our options? What can we do?
There's only one thing we can do. If we
kill them! What?
If we don't take control of our government, take it back.
It back violently?
No.
Why
no.
not?
Well.
Why the hell not? We, 200-some years ago, that was perfectly acceptable. Now we're a bunch of freaking sissies.
Well, the thing is, we can't do it with guns and everything. We got to do it at the ballot box. We got to do it at the ballot box, and I think we're going to.
That hasn't been working. We've been trying that. What you said, they pitch the myths and we accept the myths and then we vote for the myths and it's not working that way and it hasn't been working that way.
Well, I know, but we only have one choice and that's the ballot box.
That is not our only choice. Was that our only choice in WW2?
Yeah, well, that's a different story.
What was different about it? The world was threatened by a powerful force.
In World War II, we were at war against Japan because they attacked us. Now we're at war. We're in a war against our government. We can't.
What kind of a war? You won't even let us arm ourselves.
Well, look, I don't believe in that. I believe that we need to do it through our.
I'm so tired of voting, aren't you? I walk in there, I flip a switch. What changes? Nothing.
Well, we're on the same side, but I'm telling you, the only course that we have is to take our government back in November. If we fail to do that, we're going to have two more years of Obama, and it's not a democracy. It is a dictatorship. And as long as we've got this rubber stamp bunch of congressmen up there, we're going to have this dictatorship for two more years. And I can tell you what will happen in November if we don't get control of the majority vote in Congress. He's going to give amnesty to 20 million Mexicans.
And they got guns, I'll tell you that. And I'm going to be sitting there with a log chain saying, remember the night that Dan said, no, we don't believe in that?
No. We can't do that. That's not the American way. We don't have to do that. We've got to take our government back through the ballot box. And you see this Tea Party group? That is a brave bunch of Americans that are cut out of the same mold as those.
Let me tell you the problem with that. Let me tell you.
At the Boston Massacre.
Listen, Dan. Listen to me right now. You hear? I'm talking to you. Dan, here's my problem with the Tea Party. I agree with everything they stand for, but the name itself smacks to me of sitting around at 4 p.m. in a dress.
No, let me tell you where the Tea Party comes from. You don't even know. The Tea Party comes from those brave, courageous Americans that went down to the Boston Bay in 1772 and trashed those tea boats over there.
That wasn't a party. They were at war. They were allowed to get physical.
I know, but I'm telling you where the Tea Party name comes from.
And I'm telling you the name's the only thing they took. They didn't take the guts, the heart, the aggression, that intestinal fortitude, the ability to take matters into their own hands and change history.
You're wrong. They got the same. They're cut out of the same mold. They got the same courage, the same guts.
They're cut out of a doily. What are they doing that's the equivalent to taking on the British government? What are they doing?
It is a miniature revolution.
You get me to Lexington and Concord and show me where the first gun can be pointed and we'll talk.
Well, I think you're wrong about it, but I'm not one to resort to violence. I think it can be done with intelligence and the vote.
Your book is Ode of an Oil Man that almost sounds like a song.
Well, you can call it what you want, but it's my book, and that's my name.
What's the ode? The ode is it an ode to something?
Do you know what ode means?
Well, isn't an ode a tribute?
No, it's just a short story, and it's my story, and people said you can never write and sell a book with Oil Man in the title. I said, look, I'm just as proud to be an oil man as I am to be an American. I can't write a book without oil man in the title because we oil men have the key to energy independence.
And there's a subtitle of this book, and I want to pass it along. Because if there's anyone listening who can't stand behind these words, let them stand now, and I'll pick them off like JFK, who, by the way, I think knew something about oil men. God, Family, Freedom, Patriotism, Energy, War, Adversity, and Success, the subhead to your book.
No, the subhead is A Life Examined.
It doesn't say that on this book
yes,
here.
Yes, it does. It says it right on the front.
I'm looking at the stinking...
Man, A Life Examined.
I'm looking at the book right now. It says...
Hey, I'm looking at the book, too, and I'm saying right under Ode of an Oil Man is A Life Examined.
Well, where am I coming up with God, Family, Freedom, Patriotism, War, Adversity, and Success?
That's a box on the front of the book that I talk about in the book.
There's a box on the front of this book?
Yes, there is, and there's my picture.
I see your picture. Where's the freaking box?
The box is right to the left of my picture.
What's in it?
It was in what you just said, God, Family, Freedom, Patriotism, Energy, War, Adversity, and Success. I don't know what book you got, but it's not mine.
Damn it! Did John F. Kennedy go down because he ticked off the oil men?
No. John F. Kennedy was a great president. Do you how old are you?
I'm 72.
Okay, I'm 77, so I got you by 5 years. I'm not a kid. John F. Kennedy said in his inaugural address, do you remember what it was?
Don't shoot.
Okay, he said, ask not what America can do for you, ask what you can do for America. He's the only Democratic president that I ever voted for, and he was a great man. He got a man on the moon, didn't he?
He got a man on the moon, but what the hell happened in Dealey Plaza? I heard the oil men took him out.
No. Well, you know, that's all myth. The oil man didn't take him out. A damn crazy man from ties to Russia took him out.
You think it was one guy, one kook?
No, I don't. I think there's more than one. But
well, who were the other guys?
Here nor there. That doesn't have anything to do with the situation.
How do you know it wasn't an oil man?
Pardon?
LBJ had connections to the oil boys down there, and boy, did he benefit.
Lyndon Johnson?
Yeah.
Yep. He gave us...
Are you a fan of the Civil Rights Act?
Look, I think we needed civil rights, and I think we've needed it for a long time, but we didn't need it the way we got it. But
we didn't need it to be legislation? We could have just waited to...
Yes. In other words, we fought the Civil War over that.
And then after we won, that should have been it.
No, it shouldn't.
Huh?
That shouldn't have been it. Because it did not address, you know, all men are born equal. It didn't address that. In other words, that's what the Constitution said, all men are equal. That didn't address it. That's why we had the Civil War. They were fighting for this, and it came out that
but all men were equal.
Ended.
But all men were equal after the Civil War.
Yeah, no, they weren't.
No, well, when the hell were they equal?
They weren't equal until we had civil rights, and we're talking about something here that's in the past. We need to talk about the future and the present. The future, the past is your present memory of yesterday. The present is your present expectation of tomorrow. The only thing we have is the present. We need to get
now,
off.
Now, wait a minute. Today is the freaking tomorrow you were worrying about yesterday.
No.
What?
Today is the eternal ever-present. The future is yet to come. We need to take
the power of now, Eckhart Tolle. Are you at any point able to get on board with global warming?
Hell no.
Damn it to hell!
He's stupid. You talking about Al Gore? I went back and I researched that, and in the 12th century, we were less than 1 degree Fahrenheit from where we are today.
You researched this?
Yes, I did.
And the whole thing's...
Cold spells and warm spells.
Dang it! The whole thing's a hoax?
Damn right.
All right, where do they get your book?
You think they might want it now?
More than ever, Dan. More than ever.
I tell you what, it's www.com. No, www.arthurhouse.com. That's the publisher.
All right.
And look, there's more to my book than just oil and gas. This tells you how to find success through God, Chapter 1, how to convert adversities into opportunities.
Chapter two,
how to internally build America.
Chapter three,
how to assist children mastering their lives.
Chapter four,
and how to become the person that you would most like to be by mastering some of my random articles and poems.
Wait a minute. You threw me with that last one. You have some poems that'll help me master who I want to be?
Yes, I've written.
Please recite one now.
Recite one poem?
Yes, so I can be on my way to being the man I think I want to be.
Okay, with God, I know that all things are possible within your glorious domain, so please help me, dear God, from certain things to refrain. I know not which temptations to resist, to ensure that peace of mind will persist, for only you can help me be strong and not go wrong. That's a poem I wrote for my two children when they were 12 and 9.
How'd that work out for them?
Well, you need to read my book. I've got all three of them in there. It's unfortunate, but I don't blame the kids for anything. I blame the parents. You know, the parents just don't raise their kids right.
Did you hit your kids?
Hell no. Are you kidding? You don't have to hit your kids. My mama beat the hell out of me with a razor strap, but my father talked to me, and he knew how to get inside of my soul. And he made me feel remorse. And I would much rather take a beating from my mom than a talking from my dad.
I'm the opposite. I like the talk stuff.
Well, that's what I said. I'd much rather take a beating from my mom than a talk from my dad.
I'm the opposite. I prefer the talk stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I much prefer a talk from my dad.
Thank you. You're just getting it right this last time.
No. I said I'd rather take a beating than a talk from my dad.
I'm the opposite. I'd rather be talked to.
Wait a second.
Damn it!
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Are you drinking?
A little.
Well?
Not a lot, and I want that to be clear. Just a little, and there's a big difference.
Well, there is a big difference. I said I would rather take a spanking. I should say spanking. She never really beat me.
You said she beat the hell out of you.
I would rather take a spanking from a mom than a talk from my dad.
I'm the opposite. I'd rather have the talk.
You're opposite, but I'm right. Because my dad knew how to get inside of my soul and create some emotions with me.
Damn it. Wait a minute. Would you rather take the beating or the talk?
I'd rather take the beating because the talk.
I'm the opposite.
Well,
I'd rather have a talk from my dad than a beating from my mother.
Well, look, I got both. One gave the discipline with the strap. One gave the discipline with the speech.
And you decided after
they both gave me love. And I needed both of these disciplines. And I would much rather take a beating from my mom than a talk from my dad because my dad could get inside of my soul.
Wasn't that good?
Yes, it's good. That's why I'd rather have the talk from my dad.
You said you'd rather have the beating from your mother.
Well.
You said you'd rather have the beating.
Because I can get over the beating. I can't get over the talk because the talk from my dad lasted a lot longer than the beating from my mom.
Did you decide with your children that they also would have preferred to be beaten senseless with a strap?
Well, that's their choice, but they could get that from their mom, and they did, but
what?
They never got it from me.
You mean you allowed your wife to beat the hell out of them after what happened to you?
No, I allowed my wife to give them discipline, and they need that. You know, once I was over at the petroleum club in the late 60s, and there was a group
the
of petroleum oil men
club.
There.
What?
And we all asked ourselves, the six of us say, why do some children in families turn out great and others turn out poorly? Well, we all had one thing in common. We all had a parent that didn't spare the rod. They beat the shit out of us. In other words, we understood that. But the thing about it, we all turned out good because we had the opposite spouse that did it with words.
Now, sir, I have to pass along to the listeners that they might have heard a little skip there because we had to cut out something there where you said you got together with a bunch of oil men in the 60s. I just want to get it clear. And you all sat around together and said, why do some kids turn out poorly and others turn out great?
In the same family.
And you decided that the ones who turn out great got the SH beat out of them.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say
No, but that's what you did say, and we had to cut that out. And it's a crying shame, because it was one of the classic quotes of all time, that difference between a kid turning out all right and not is having a grown human being beat the SH out of them. That's what you guys decided. And that fascinates me. You fascinate me, Dan. You fascinate me in so many different ways.
Thank you. I think that's a compliment.
It is, Dan. I've grown to, well, I'm quite fond of you.
Well, I tell you what, we've stood up against each other. We spoke.
We have. We have. Man to man.
I have a story to tell, and I think I've told it in this book, and I feel so helpless because I wrote this book. See, I've been writing on this book for 40 years.
40 years?
Yes, 40 years.
What the hell? Speed it up, boy. I mean,
well,
you remind me of my boy.
I was trying to run an oil business at the same time, but back in 1968, one Sunday, I came home late from my office, and my daughter's waiting. She's 9 years old. She's waiting up for me in her pajamas and had a new Bible from Sunday school. And I said, "Sweetheart, what are you doing waiting up? I told you I'd be home late. It's about midnight." And she says, "Well, I had a little spiritual dilemma today at Sunday school." I said, "What seems to be the problem?" She says, "Well," she says, "how does God, love, and happiness fit together?" I said, "Sweetheart, that is a great question coming from a 9-year-old, but you got school tomorrow. I want you to go to bed. I'm going to set up, and I'm going to write the answer in your Bible. When you get up in the morning, it's going to be there."
Uh-huh.
I stayed up for a couple of hours going down the wrong roads to confusion and complexity, and I got back to the original question. I said, "There's only three words here. I ought to be able to write it in three sentences." So I wrote three lines. To know God is to know love. To know love is to find happiness. And to find happiness is the secret of life.
What I love about that, there isn't a razor strap in any of those sentences.
Well, that's because I'm a talker. The mama was in bed.
Oh, that's right. She's the one who's... uses the ancient Saudi Arabian justice.
I think one of the two parents have to give discipline with the strap or switch or whatever you want to call it. My wife never did beat him, but she took the other route out. My father never beat me, so I never beat my kids.
Earlier, you said he beat the hell out of you.
Oh, no. My mother did.
Oh, that's right. Your mother did. You're right. All right. Well, listen. Where do people find this book again? Because I didn't write it down. And I've spilled coffee all over myself.
It's www.authorhouse.com.
All right. I'm going to have to go now, but I've enjoyed our talk, and I thought it was a spirited debate. And I hope you enjoyed it.
Well, I always enjoy... I always enjoy things that involve the mind. I've got my views, and I think my views have been welded into stone.
Yeah, mine's not changing either. I don't care how many facts come along.
Yeah, well, I don't think we've changed each other much.
Well, you've budged me a little bit. I'm more interested than ever in hitting my children.
No, let your wife do it.
Okay. In other words, you and I will go out drinking.
I tell you what I can do.
What, Dan?
Let me send you something. I spent the last 3 weeks. I don't think it's discussions like this that sell my book. I think it's stories that's going to sell my book, and I've got a lot of stories in my book, and I've quoted a lot of...
Listen, this is what this kind of talk does. You got to understand, it piques people's curiosity, and they go looking for more. It's not that I'm selling your book here. I'm getting people interested in trying to learn more about your book, and when they learn more, that's what sells your book. That's the way it works. You can't sell a book on a radio show.
Absolutely not. I know that.
You can just get people...
The only way I can sell a book is to sell myself.
And ultimately to sell your soul. But I think what you got to get people to do is to just go find the site and look into it and see if there's something there that piques their interest. And I think we're going to get them going that direction.
Tell them to pull it up on Amazon.com. I think they probably have the best.
All right. Amazon.com, Ode to an oil man.
Ode of an Oil Man, or you can just put Dan R. Franson in there and it'll come up.
All right, very good. Well, we've hit 22 states in southern Canada with this. I hope you sell lots of books.
Oh, okay.
What state are you in right now?
I'm in Louisiana. I'm down here where the oil spill is. And those dumb turkeys, they're, they got this moratorium plan, and that's so ridiculous and stupid, I can't believe they're doing it, but they're doing it.
Well, all we can do is go to the ballot box and get the razor strap.
That's all we can do. But in the meantime, they're going to wreck the nation because what they're doing here, you know, whenever Toyota... Whenever they had this accelerator stick and all, they didn't punish all the other oil companies. They punished Toyota. Okay, we've been drilling down here for 60 years in the Gulf, and we haven't had a single spill, the American oil companies.
Yeah, one little mistake, and everybody started screaming, hey, I can't fish anymore.
It's a damn
bunch
foreign,
of freaking whiners.
It's a damn foreign country.
I know. Well, that's all. I'm too angry now. I gotta go on and settle down and have some... more Jameson.
Okay, I'm going to give you one quote. Direct your thoughts, control your emotions, and you ordain your destiny.
Okay. I'm going to remember that, Dan.
Okay, try it.
Control. Oh, I thought you wanted me to say it.
Control
I will.
Control your emotion. Direct your thoughts.
Control your emotions,
and you ordain your destiny.
Yeah. Well, all right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time, and all my best to your family.
Okay, thank you, and I'll be talking to you. And I'll send you a copy of 3 pages I wrote, and it's taken me 3 weeks to do it, and it's a synopsis of my
That's
book.
Nothing compared to 40 years. You're really moving at quite a clip these days.
Well,
yeah.
I'm a voracious writer.
Yep, attaboy, attaboy. Well, thank you, Dan, and God bless.
Okay, and thank you.
Bye-bye.